You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, right here in a bit of a rainy day, Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere. All you have to do is go to your browser and put in WWBC. It'll come right up and you hit listen live, and there we are, live as we can be heard anywhere in the world. We've got people tuning in from Indonesia, India, Canada, all over the place, learning about Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And so today, Ellen O'Neill is not here. My co-host is a little bit down, so we've got Ali Tambor. Yep. Ali, yep. Welcome, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you. This is fun. I always have a good time.
All right. And for listeners who are tuning in for the first time to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we heat up the airwaves every Monday right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, what we call kitchen table topics, things that are facing residents right here in Brevard County, Florida, in the state of Florida, nationwide and worldwide. We talk about things like financial literacy, nonprofits, authors, lots of authors, writers, people who want to save money, people who want to give away money, people who want to save the ocean, shelter for the homeless people, whatever it is, we give you a voice on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Lots of politicians as well, and I do like when they listen and tell us that our show is making a difference right here in Cocoa, Florida, in Melbourne, in Cocoa, in Florida. It's just good to be here. Ali, today we've got quite a lineup. Mary Brotherton is here, and Mary is going to be talking the second segment about her magazine and podcast and her purpose in life after the age of, I want to say, 60, with her blue hair and everything. She'll be talking about what she decided to do.
It's not blue because she's not young. It's blue because that's a gorgeous color on.
Yeah. So well, because she's young at heart. She's young at heart.
It's as blue as Sita's dress.
Yeah, it is.
And our first segment, my very good friend, Edna Lawson, is part of the Brevard chapter for the Lynx Incorporated. And so she suggested that they come on the show today. And I'm so blessed to have my good friend, Dee Sibley, is here. Dee is 18 years practicing. She's an attorney. She was one of the previous executives at the Eastern Florida State College. She's the owner and managing attorney at Sibley Law & Associates, specializing in something that I care about so much, wills, trust, estate planning, which everybody knows, do that before you end up in the hospital. Right. Yeah. And Ina Lieber is here, and she is here. She's a retired administrator with the Brevard Public Schools for over 40 years and dedicated her life to teaching, mentoring. No wonder she's with the Lynx, because they are going to be doing some great things this month. No, next month. March. Next month. In March. So we'll start our show off, so our listeners could learn everything about the Brevard chapter of the Lynx. We'll talk with Dee first. Dee, how did you get involved with the Lynx?
I got involved with the Lynx, I would say, it's been about 8 years ago. So I've always been active in the community, always like to be involved and give back in ways that really touch who I am and things that I believe in. And in looking at the Lynx international organization, I really was interested and piqued by their commitment to not only community service, but sisterhood. So I had the great opportunity to join the Lynx under the guidance of a fellow mentor of mine that was also at the college, Dr. Ethel Newman. So she introduced me to the Lynx, and it's been a blessing to be part of this organization since then. I've held several different offices in the organization, and it is a great bunch of ladies, and our commitment to the community is just fantastic, and I totally believe in it.
Yeah, and it is an international organization, right, Ina? It is. It's, the Lynx Incorporated is all over the United States.
It's in 41 states, the Bahamas, and also in United Kingdom.
Yeah, and established in 1946.
1946, we have 299 chapters.
Wow.
All across the United States and abroad.
Yeah. So how did you get involved? I mean, I've attended a lot of the events, and I love the camaraderie, and I love the mission statement. How did you get involved?
Well, I, too, was also invited about 20 years ago. And as a matter of fact, she mentioned Dr. Newman. Her and I joined the Lynx at the same time. So she was also a mentor of mine, and we joined at the same time and jumped right in and started off serving by creating a program called our Lynx Leadership Academy. And that's where we had our young people, middle school age children, for 6 weeks at a time, learning different aspects of leadership, health and education, wellness, the arts, physical fitness, and so forth. So we generated that program and serviced the North, Central, and South area in Brevard County for several years underneath that program.
Right. And it seems to me that one of the missions of the Lynx Incorporated is to showcase the disparities with the health system and chronic diseases and in the African-American communities. And so is this why we decided to have the Black Wellness Family Day?
It is, and that is part of one of our national programs.
Mm-hmm.
So what you will find is Lynx chapters all across our regions have similar programs in their communities. As Lynx, we believe in the impact of touching your local community. Who best to know what our community needs other than those of us serving here in the chapter? So our Black Family Wellness Expo is really focused on serving your community needs. So the event here in Brevard County may look a little bit different than what it may look in Duval County or Orange County, but the overall concept is the same. Maybe some of the vendors may be a little bit different, and it's really to service the community.
Yeah, and Ina, so we've all of us talk about education and opportunities, but one of the things that you're going to be focusing on this in the expo is the economic opportunities for people as well. So you're going to have people there to talk to whoever attends this event about financial literacy and all kind of stuff. Not just,
absolutely.
I mean, you're going to start this health and wellness from the brain to the toe.
Absolutely. It's for infants through adulthood. And as you mentioned before, we will have information on health insurance, life insurance, wealth management. Sibley mentioned before about estate planning. We'll also have sessions on that. We're going to be talking about your heart, HIV. We have the
and these things are long overdue.
Absolutely.
These are topics that we should be covering daily in our homes.
Yes.
But we know that not everyone have someone in their home that will sit down with them and grab them like we do back in the Caribbean and sit yourself down there and teach them. So, Dee, you're an attorney. And with the attack that we're seeing on our country right now with diversity, equity, and inclusion, how very important for all of us to promote this event, attend this event. Tell our listeners a little bit about where this event is going to be held and why it's so important that people, it's for everyone in the community, it's an inclusive event, but African American people with African ancestry need to hold their head up high and walk the streets of every place on this planet, every country. Hold your head up high and walk like you belong.
Absolutely.
That's what we need to instill in our young people right now.
Absolutely. We could not agree more. That's why our event on March 15th from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Dr. Jolie Smith Center right there in Cocoa, is for all people to come. And we have vendors, so no matter what your particular interest may be, there should be a vendor there that can provide you with information, insight, information that you can take back home to your family members, your spouse, but it's something for everyone at all ages. And you touched on a point about in our economy with everything that's going on, and that's why this event is maybe even more important than it has been in previous years. So many programs are being cut or on the verge of being cut. So we, as the consumer, as, you know, people here that want to still protect and make sure our families are taken care of, we may have to go further and get educated on our own, more so than we have had to do in the past. So this is an opportunity to get that education, talk to a professional in that environment, whether it's a nurse, whether it's a pharmacist, whether it's a financial advisor, estate planning attorney, get that information and make sure that we're covering our family and our support system.
Yeah. And Ina, you were born and raised in Jamaica, and you know the importance of walking, meditation, yoga. The beach is free. Take the family to the beach. Bring a bag to pick up your waste if you bring a sandwich or something. But in the African American communities, this is something that I notice a lot, is stuff like this, a lot of people are not educated on it. We have it in the Caribbean because it's in our calypsos, it's in reggae. That's what we do, Jamaica man, go on the beach, cook a pot of pillar, whatever. And I noticed that this is one of the things you're going to be addressing. This is also with health and wellness, is yoga, meditation, take a walk on the beach, obesity, all these things, stuff that's going issues that arise, you're going to be addressing that as well.
Yeah, we'll also have a fitness guru there working with whoever would like to join, doing some showing our families how to do simple exercises. We know that heart disease is one of the number one killers across America. However, the Black community suffers greatly. Same thing with diabetes and hypertension. The Black community suffers greater. We are going to have professionals at our event that will provide support and materials and training on how you can find out more how to better manage your diabetes, how to better manage your hypertension, and how to do simple exercises to help you maintain your weight.
Yeah. And you know, Dee, when we talk about health disparities, it's like everything comes full circle, right? You might encourage someone to open a business in a predominantly African-American community. And the business community, so many people, they encourage you to open this business. You open it, and then you're selling cigarettes, and you're selling liquor, and you're selling all these things there. And the community around probably will have a sidewalk that needs to be fixed. They might need a school that needs resources. But you go then, you open a business like this. At some point, I'm so grateful that the Lynx and other people are stepping up to say, wait a minute, we want to teach you about this liquor store, how this came to be in your neighborhood, right smack in the middle where the children are walking to and from school. But no one is teaching them about the sidewalk that has a big old hole in it, but they're going there to buy and partake in this business.
Correct, correct. And so one of the things that we, the Lynx organization, really strive to do an excellent job at is education. Education on all levels of our programs. We have multiple programs throughout the Lynx International. So it is really in educating the mother, father in that household so that they can do better by their children. And all of that kind of resonate through not only our community and as a whole, but certainly through our African-American community so that we can raise our children and be healthier. We can have more thriving businesses, and we can support those businesses that support our families in a way that we help them to stay profitable, we help them to stay in our communities. And that's why, for instance, this health and this health wellness event is free. There's no charge to come in. There will be games and snacks and things like that, because we really want people to feel like this is a place that they can come with no ulterior motives, come in, be educated, look at the resources. There will be some giveaways, and take advantage of this free education that we're providing.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking about the singular one-day event that we're going to be having right here at the Jolie Smith Center that the Lynx Incorporated is having. And what are we calling the day?
It's called the Black Family Wellness Expo.
It's such a good name, and it tells you everything,
yes.
Right?
And it's our third annual event. And as I mentioned earlier, the inaugural event was held back in 2023. However, we co-hosted with the Daytona Beach chapter 2 years in a row. And this year we decided we're bringing our event right back here to Brevard County, where our community can benefit from all of the resources that we're going to provide. So
yeah.
We're hoping that you can tell your friends to come on out. Again, it's free of charge, and we just want to see you all there so you can receive the resources that we'll have available.
And one of the ways that people can make a difference in their community, of course, we want resources in our public schools. Lord knows every child deserves a quality public education, and I can't stress that enough. But Dee, you're an attorney, and we're all watching what's going on in our nation right now. I think you hit the nail on the head. A lot of us will have to step up the game and start educating each other and our children and our grandchildren, because programs are going to be cut. And I like that these programs that you all are talking about, it's going to make an impact on the community. And one of the ways that people can impact their community is through voting. And I'm thinking you would have voter registration tables there as well. You're not going to tell people which political party to align with, but you're going to have them register to vote.
Right? Absolutely. And we have a very active campaign and initiative during, especially during voting season, where it is about education, because that's our voice. And so one of our national programs is for voting awareness and get out to vote. Again, not saying who you should vote for, but really highlighting that your voice is your vote, and being educated on the things that are on the ballot, whether it's from president down to our local votes and campaigns that are going on, is being educated, especially from your community all the way up to the White House.
Right. It's so true. So for our listeners who are tuning in, a little bit about the Lynx Incorporated. It is an international not-for-profit corporation, which means if you would like to donate time, money, energy, and effort to them, they will take it, especially money. All the nonprofits need that. And it was established in 1946. The membership consists of more than 1,700 professional women of African descent in 299 chapters located in 41 states, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and the United Kingdom. And it is the nation's oldest and largest volunteer service organization of extraordinary women. You know, what I like about this, when Sarah Strickland Scott, the two young women from Philadelphia, started this, the Lynx, they had a threefold aim, which was exactly what Dee and Ina is talking about, which is civic, educational, and cultural. So let's expand a little bit on cultural. We're living in times when, I'm going to say it, African-American people feel like they're getting beat down. You know, a lot of people taught their children that if you do well in elementary school and middle school and high school and you go to college, there will be something there waiting for you to help you with, in the form of a scholarship or a grant. And you could be that one to break the mold, the generational poverty, go to college, become somebody, come back, open a business, open a law firm, be a professor. And a lot of people now, they're feeling like that dream is being a little bit, it's shaky. It's on shaky ground. Do you want to take that, Dee?
I absolutely
How do we help those anxiety-ridden people to say, hey, we're here for you?
Well, and before I get to that, one of the things that we do that really highlights our cultural awareness is we start with the children. So we have quite a few programs that help children, our children here in our community, to learn and to supplement and be helpful to other children in other nations. So, for instance, during the pandemic, our children that we work with, either through Emma Jewel or through the Boys and Girls Club, made masks for children in the Bahamas, in Jamaica. So what we're doing is teaching them that no matter where we are today, you can always reach out and help others. So we were doing that with the children. Now we're doing quilts. Our children are making quilts that get shipped over to another country so that they have that as a resource. Because no matter where we are today, there are always children who may need these additional resources. So in particular to your question, in terms of cultural disparity and where we are, it's important, as we talked about, that we take some ownership of being educated, number one. Number two, reaching out and supporting those organizations that support our community, that support the people in our community and the African-American community. So being educated in terms of, yes, I want to open a business. How can I reach out to a professional that looks like me, that may already be in that business? Maybe
mentor.
We can shadow,
yes.
Mentor.
Right.
How can I then reach back and help some younger person who maybe they're going up that same path? So we are true advocates in the sense of each one help one. To whom much is given, much is required. So along that line, we are helping those that are less fortunate, and we're also instilling that responsibility in our young children that we work with, that they also have a responsibility to help those children, those families who are less fortunate. And if we do this, then we're helping our own community to get past a lot of the adversity that's going on.
Well, I always say that it's our responsibility to leave the world a better place than we found it,
absolutely.
Right? And leave a good footprint behind. And, Ina, you touched on something before about the health and wellness. And, you know, one of the issues that a lot of people have in the African-American community, even, I mean, I do too. I mean, a lot of my friends do. A lot of people do. But I find it's predominantly, a lot of folks don't like to go to the doctors. Yeah. And they don't like to be checked for colon cancer or any. And this is one of the missions of the links as well, to encourage people to be screened for cancer, for health and wellness checkup. At the expo, who's going to be there to give that information out?
Well, I'm glad, glad you brought that up. We have invited we were trying to set up the mammogram screening, but they were not available. However, they will have a representative there that you can give your information, and then you can schedule an appointment to go later to get that done. We're having the big red bus there. They'll be doing some blood donation drive, and we're also having a private room where you'd like to get tested for HIV. That's going to be also available, because our community suffers from that, but nobody wants to know. This will be a private screening that will be done, and then you'll have your results, and then you'll know what you need to do. One of our members is a ophthalmologist. She specializes in glaucoma. She's going to be doing some free screening right there. So we're going to provide that resource there. We have dentists as part of our group. They're going to be there doing dental education, handing out some information about proper dental care, as well as providing some free resources. So we'll have that in place as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you were born in Jamaica, right?
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things that I think the Links is committed to is the enrichment of human life. You know, how to sustain life and ensure that the culture is kept alive. And you know, like I do from the Caribbean, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or principal. At the end of the day, on the weekends, everybody linemen.
Right.
Everybody linemen. Nobody knows who you are and how rich you are at that point. You're linemen, right?
Yes.
And I think I would like to see that here, too, where, like, Dee's an attorney, you're an educator, I'm a nurse. We come together for the good of mankind. Because so many, it's been in the past that a lot of people who make it, they don't come back. They leave, and they don't come back to say, hey, you know, I used to live in this neighborhood, and I did this and this and this, and I can help you because I notice, you know, you need some help. Maybe I could show you how to go to Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could show you how to paint, how to mix concrete. I could teach your child how to read. I could teach them about financial literacy. Dee can teach them about if you pass away and you have a life insurance, who it goes to. Or maybe I could teach you how to do a history and physical so you get the life insurance. So you have something to leave for your kids. But folks don't do that. Where is that disconnect where folks don't sit down on their kitchen table, on their kitchen steps and say, hey, listen, if you live a good life and you get that life insurance, you could leave that for your kid. That's generational wealth right there.
It's all about education, which is part of what we're trying to do. We start out by going into the schools, and we're just pleased to announce that Emma Jewel has been one of our partners for the last 5 years. And one of the things that we try to do is be role models for the children. So we start there, and then we encourage their parents. You know, Mr. Cole said he wants the kids to see us, people that look like the children, and let them know that, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. We bring in people, other guest speakers to some of our programs we do at Emma Jewel, so the kids can see that, you know, there's a gentleman out there that maybe I also can be a teacher.
Or an astronaut.
An astronaut, or a doctor, or a lawyer, or drive a bus, or whatever their hearts desire. But you have to have that heart for service, which is part of our LINX motto. We look for people that have a heart for service and are friends. We are friends who serve our community. And even though I'm retired, I've been told I'm busier now than when I was actually working for a paying job, because I give back through my LINX Incorporated organization, and I also give back to my sorority because I have that heart for service. So you ask about, you know, people go away and they don't come. They have to have the heart to want to come back and to give, provide that volunteerism to bring the other person up so they can also do well.
Yeah. Whatever their heart's and Dee, you know, most people who have a sense of purpose, it comes from a place of love. Right, you wake up and you say, I only got X amount of years left on this planet, and I've got to do more. And you're one of those people. You see the disparity between education and opportunities with the African-American community. Wills, trust, DNR, my God, life insurance is so easy. You know, you just sign up when you're like 18, 19, get your physical, and you just pay every month. And at the end of the, there's, you know, your dividends could pay for your policy for the rest of your life in your head. People don't teach each other. You tell me, what more can we be doing, all of us collectively, so that people are helped? Besides mentoring, besides having this expo, what else can parents, grandparents, the foundation for everything is at home. Where are we missing that area where people are not doing it?
I think one of the things we have to, as a community, as part of the African-American community, we have to find comfort in reaching out. So often, you know, mom, dad, we're working so hard, we're trying to make sure food is on the table, the mortgage is paid, and all of that. But we also have to look at what more can be provided for that family structure to make sure that my family is going to thrive. If I'm not able to bring that level of education in a topic or an area that could be beneficial for my family, then it's upon that the leadership in that household. Where can I get these additional resources for my children? Where can I learn about, you know, life insurance? Where can I learn about financial literacy? Because recognizing that my children will be better if they know that. So we have to be open enough to talk about or explore the things that we may not know ourselves, and then reach out for those resources. There are organizations like maybe the LINX Incorporated that have the information, have the resources, and want to impact in that way. So it's about finding where the help, the resources, the education is.
Right, and it's our job in the media, in print as well, would be to spread the word that this wonderful Absolutely. Event is happening. Yeah. Because I think you hit it on the head. I mean, every community, no matter what the zip code is, need resources. Mm-hmm. You can't tell somebody about having that you must have this child if you're pregnant, and then cut, cut, cut. Then the kid need insurance. The kid need a place to live. The parents need two cars with gas to go back and forth. You need people to work in the daycare. You need immigrants. You need people. It's a circle, right?
Correct.
All of us on the human race together as one race, like they say, one love, right?
Yes.
So this brings me back to a point, and I hope you guys are going to be covering this. I remember when I was about maybe 24 years old, someone told me, put away $50 a month instead of, you know, doing my nails, my hair, buying jewelry. Back then I was poor and broke, cleaning people's houses, whatever. But I did put away that $50 a month in the stock market. And it grew and it grew and it became $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000. And when I tell my friends that, they'll be like, no, well, that's not possible. It is possible. So you're going to be touching on stuff like that.
Yeah,
so that people have an option.
Yeah,
don't waste your money.
Right. You have to start somewhere, that wealth management piece. The word wealth might scare people off, but you have to start somewhere. So that's part of what we will do is just give them a simple technique of where to start. Putting aside funds so they can have a healthy retirement without having to worry about winding up homeless.
Yeah.
So absolutely. We'll definitely have information.
Yeah, and I'd be more than happy to share that story, too, because I told my granddaughter, I said, when you were born, I started putting away $50 a month with MetLife, you know, just on a 401B or something. And she's got like $26,000 towards college, and she's 15. Mm-hmm. By putting away $50 a month. And when I tell my friends that, you know, nursing assistants and, you know, people that I talk to all the time, they'll be, yes, it's possible, mm-hmm. you know.
So sacrifice.
That's right. And that's one of the things people from the Caribbean are good at. I hear oftentimes people would say, well, I can't eat healthy. Well, we did back home. You get up early in the morning and chop that onion and fry it and throw in your tomatoes and whatever. You knead that dough and make your bread. It's not difficult to eat. I don't think it is because I grew up eating at home. So, Dee, if you want to give the our listening audience one more time the date and the time for this wonderful Black Expo that's taking place, we would appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's March 15th from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Dr. Jolie Smith Recreation Center at 415 Stone Street, Cocoa, Florida. And it is open to the public. It is free. We welcome all ages from the youngest all the way through to the great-great-grandparents. It will be fun and educational, and you will walk away with a connection or a resource in so many areas. So it doesn't just stop there, which is what was very important to us. This is to be transformational in that the introduction to that financial advisor, to that attorney, to that nurse, to that doctor, to that dentist, to that ophthalmologist will be the start of moving forward and having those resources. So we're looking forward to bringing this to our community and supporting.
And Ina Lieber, my God, you are the volunteer of the year for years to come. I mean, you've got such a deep sense of purpose, whether you're working on racial inequality or teaching a child to read or collecting donations. I'm sure you were one of those ladies that donated masks to everybody during the pandemic and taught children how to log on and do their work. God bless you. I mean, we need volunteers. You give us the website one more, if you can, for the links of Brevard so we can have more people like you. You are a mentor, and I'm just in awe of how much you're doing as well. It's amazing.
Well, thank you so much. That that is my passion, is to serve. And as an educator, I serve the children, my teachers. I work with my colleagues. The our Brevard County website is right now under construction. However, you can follow us on our Facebook page at Brevard County Florida Links. We're there. And our national organization is linksinc.org. You can get more information from there. And again, we look forward to seeing you at our event on March 15th, 2025 at the Jolie Smith Center from 11 to 2.
Right. And for anyone who's listening, if you don't think that there are health disparities between the races, there is. And as a nurse, I can tell you that. And I do a lot of reading. I see, Allie, you're shaking your head there too.
Absolutely.
Whether it's hypertension or diabetes or mental illness or obesity, kidney disease. Mm-hmm. God, you go to the dialysis places and you see who's getting the shunts. Mm-hmm. Eating salt, eating sugar. I mean, everything in moderation, right? But again, it comes back to education.
Yes.
Teaching people and be open to it. And don't think somebody's, you know, trying to shove something down your throat. Come here and listen. That's what we do in the Caribbean. They make you listen. They tell you you're eating too much, and they hurt your feelings, and that's it. They just get up and walk away. I remember people telling me, hey, cut it out. That's a little too much you're eating right there. That roti, you know, and I had to, right? So anyway, so our second segment, we'll be back with Mary Brotherton. What a great first segment. Thank you, Dee Sibley, attorney at law. People, if you have to get a will or a trust, come and see Dee and Ina Lieber, retired administrator with Brevard Public Schools. Thank you for being part of our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll be right back.
Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. John Coff Financial Group.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live on.
Okay, welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Why don't we tell people that Sita and Friends is a fun, unscripted, educational, and informative show? It really is. So if you heard a little chatter there, it's okay. It's okay. We're fine. We're just having a great conversation here with our guest. So our first segment was with the Links of Brevard. And as you know, our listeners who are tuning in today were heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7. And we're heard worldwide on WWBC. Our second segment is with Mary Brotherton. And Mary, my goodness, you've been part of my show for a very long time. You've been so wonderful to Ellen to have her at most of your events at the...
Oh, Ellen is wonderful to us.
Yes, I think it's mutual. You both love each other. So you're an editor, you're an author, an artist, and the founder of the educational charity known as Be Unique. From 2002 to 2011, you're also the managing editor for Senior Life and Vieira Voice. And, I mean, I can't say enough about you. You have blue hair, and you are just so excited to have found your life with purpose after the age of 60. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you know, interestingly, when I was 63 was when I founded Be Unique. And I looked around at my friends who were that age and they were retiring and turning into old people. And yeah. So I just, I wanted to do something different and something meaningful with my life. And so we created this. It started out as just a magazine. It's turned into so much more. I know the first time I met you here was on your show. Was when you had the Green Gables people.
That's right.
And Be Unique worked with Green Gables to create a film, a documentary called The Forgotten Enchantress.
And Jennifer East. And we brought in a lot of donations.
It brought in almost $500,000 for that organization.
All because of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Yeah.
And we did get, they did put us in their film.
Yes, they did. And you attended the premiere,
mm-hmm.
and we always have a grand time with everything that we do. Be Unique is 7 years old, and I'm 70 now. So I've done a lot of soul searching and a lot of thinking. In the last 2 years, I've written 5 books, and the last one was a novel, which was quite an undertaking. But I've decided to step down from Be Unique's leadership. I'm still involved. I'm still going to be the editor of the magazine. I'm still going to be going to events. I'm just letting others step into my sunshine, and they can shine their own.
That's right.
And in fact, when I talked to the board and told them that I needed to take a break, one of them, who I don't know if you know Dr. Martha Joseph, or not, she's on our board. She's an educator as well. And she said, thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for telling us you needed help. And thank you for giving us a chance to do what you do. Because if you do it all, then nobody thinks that you are tired. Nobody thinks that you need help. And you also deny us the opportunity to learn to do the things you're doing. So we've been working on a succession plan. I have a brand new, much, much, much younger president taking over. So I'm delighted with that. And we're working with other colleges and universities to let them know about the organization. We've met some great people from Full Sail, and we're doing an event in April here at Eastern Florida. So we're bringing in more younger people to let them know how they can make a difference in
life. And that is our purpose in life, right? When you have a purpose, that's what you do. Your big heart allows you to bring so many people in to teach them. Because
mm-hmm.
when we leave the planet, which we all going to be in the incinerator or in the earth someplace over there, we got to leave our ideas behind that are good. Now, I'm hoping that by you coming on the show today, that you will be able to get together with these folks here from the Links of Brevard.
I intend to.
And do something about this nationwide health and wellness expo. If not talk about it, maybe be there present in person. And I think it's good when we're able to do this and share information and ideas and help the community. Because I can see something great coming out of this, just like we did with the Green Gables
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. And we've done that with 2,200. Organizations, artists, individuals. And I know Ina mentioned earlier something about you have an art facet to the links. So anything with art or storytelling, I'm all about it. All about art and stories because I'm a storyteller. I've been an author all of my life, it seems like, but I've only taken it to heart. And basically, I got out of my own way and started publishing my books. One of them has earned an award. It's a book about organ donation, and it's written for children.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm helping other writers get their books published, and I'm working with illustrators so that they can get their foot in the business. So everything that we do is to help other people.
And it makes
better.
You feel good.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. So what inspired you, Mary Brotherton, at the age of 63, to say, you know what, I'm not done yet. I still have some life left in me, and I'm going to do this.
What inspired me was getting beat down. You mentioned that I worked for Senior Life and Viera Voice, and I did that until 2011 when I stopped to move to South Carolina to take care of my mom. And I saw her through to the end of her days, and then I came back to Florida. And I still worked for Jill Gaines at Viera Voice. And I still do work with her, not a lot, but it's occasional. And I was also doing some work with a charity. And I was doing their events. And then Jennifer, my co-founder for Be Unique, came on board. And she started working for the same charity. And she was doing all the graphic arts. And it was really fun to have Jennifer on the side. And we would bounce things back and forth. But it was one of those charities where we felt like we weren't even a number. We were more like a cog in the wheel. If we gave the woman 10 hours a week of service, she wanted 30. If we gave her $5, she wanted 50. She wouldn't take us where we were. She couldn't accept us as we were. She always was pushing for more and didn't know how to say thank you, didn't know how to say atta girl. So Jennifer and I found out that we were each suffering the same condition of
having ideas. I need a place to go.
Exactly.
You could certainly understand that.
Oh,
can't
my
you?
Gosh. And you don't know how far just one good atta girl can just recharge my batteries.
Oh,
big
yeah.
time. I am ready to just roll like crazy again if someone recognizes the fact that I've been busting my
and
butt.
And it's so important that we do that to each other as
yes.
women. What is that? Fix somebody's crown? You know, there's something
yes.
on Facebook. I always see that.
Adjust your crown and help the queen next to you or something
right.
like that.
Right.
And you're right, because a lot of nonprofits, it's always about the fundraising. I like nonprofits that do that as well as their focus on education, real education.
You have to have the funds to do your mission. And our mission is to print these magazines, as well as doing the films and doing the podcast. And there's money that's involved in hosting a website. And whatever you do, you have to do it with some money. Where do you get the money from? Who knows? I just recently applied for a grant as the founder, because they're doing a founder's appreciation at AARP. We'll see what happens. But we recently got a grant to get the magazines printed. So we're set for the next year at least. And the board that we've got, they've got some fabulous people that are just really go-getters, because they're new and they're, you know,
energized.
They give me the boost that I need. Because, you know, at 70, you start thinking, well, when is it my turn to just take a break? That will never happen.
I don't think you will. Because, I mean, in addition to doing all of that, you decided to pursue writing books.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about what gave you the idea to, because you were talking about writing the book, and all of a sudden we saw it was published. So talk to our listening audience a little bit about your professional writing career for the books.
Well, I've written 3 books about angels.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is true stories. Absolutely phenomenal encounters with angels that either I had or my sons or somebody that I know, a friend, told me about this great moment in Seattle where she fell. And, well, it was Jennifer, in fact. She fell and somebody picked her up before a truck hit her and carried her to her car. She ended up with 2 broken bones in each of her feet. And she got to the car, and her husband, she's like looking around trying to find the person who helped her. And her husband said, just get in the car, I'll take you to the hospital. What's going on? She said, I want to say thank you to the person who helped me. And he said, there's nobody here. You just hobbled here. He didn't see the angel, but she did. So that book is filled with that kind of stuff. And that one's called Go With Angels. And then I wrote a book called My Angel Book. It's just a small book about angels for children, but it's more about introducing them to spirituality than just the actual angels. And then I have a book that's part angel, part introduction and part journal. Then I was inspired to write a book about my cousin's heart transplant. And so I wrote a book called Sally's Heart. It miraculously won, or not miraculously, I don't know. But it was done well enough, I suppose, that it won an award.
You said it was for kids?
It's for children.
Isn't that fabulous? That's,
it is.
You know, they could use some interesting ways to understand what's going on with the adults around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if your mom's having a heart transplant or a liver transplant or kidney transplant.
It can sound scary.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? And how do you tell your children about it?
And well, that brings me to my next question, because being 70, and you admitted it, you don't look it, you look great.
Thank you.
What advice? What advice would you give to young parents who are raising kids today?
Read to them. By all means, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you pick up the newspaper, if it's a church bulletin, if it's a receipt. Read to your children. Enjoy it. Find time. Go to the library, for crying out loud.
Well, with all the cuts being made, with libraries being cut and books taken away out of schools and books taken out, and don't get me wrong, for a listening audience on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, I do support the idea that we should have age-appropriate books for children.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly do. And I do agree with, looking at the books, if they're appropriate at a certain grade level and all that. But I don't agree with other people making decisions for parents
from
who,
my,
wants,
don't choose
who want
from
their
my
child to read To Kill a Mockingbird. If my kid wants to read it and it's age appropriate, I want to discuss To Kill a Mockingbird, right?
So with all of that happening,
what I mean, how some parents are feeling like, I don't want to go to the library because something I want to read is not there.
Then look for it in used bookstores.
Yes.
Online.
Ask your friends. There are little free libraries all over Brevard County. There aren't as many as I would like to see. But these little free libraries are usually put up by Eagle Scouts or people doing community service. And
or buy, if you can afford it, buy 20 couple copies of To Kill a Mockingbird and give it to children.
Yeah.
That's my daughter did that. She was a book fairy for Christmas. And she bought a whole bunch of books and gave it to me.
Oh, I love that.
A book, and I said, the people don't know that you're donating these books. And she said, they're not supposed to know. I'm a book fairy.
Now, see, we wrote an article several years back about a bike fairy. I'd like to do a book fairy story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that later.
We should.
I would like to do that.
So what motivates you to keep pushing forward? Because, a lot of people, they retire. And then that's it. They want to travel. They want to go with the grandkids. You decided that you're not going to be one of those traditional older lady types.
Well,
you just keep pushing forward.
It helps that my husband is quite a bit younger than I am. He's still working. He's still very vibrant. And that kind of makes me want to keep up with him. In fact, we're going to a concert tomorrow night in Jacksonville. So we still do things together that keep me going. But years ago, I used to work. In fact, it was at Vera Voice. Went to the office, and the other women in the building would talk about, I don't know, I'll say Dancing with the Stars. I can't even remember what it was. But once a week, they'd get together, and they'd say, oh, did you see that costume? Did you see this? I had no idea what they were talking about. So I felt left out. So I said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to start watching this TV show they all talked about, and I can talk to them. And this goes back to what we talked about earlier about joining your people, getting, we talked earlier about whether you're racist or prejudiced or bigoted or not.
Well, that's a form of bullying when people in an office is talking about something and leaving someone out.
Well,
I didn't know that, but it is.
I was left out because I was ignorant to the fact of what they were talking about. I went home. I started watching the show, and 15 minutes in, I was bored out of my head. And so I said, I'll try another show tomorrow night. Two nights, I was able to sit on my couch after doing the dishes and watch TV, and that was it. I couldn't do it anymore. I said, I need to go sit down. I need to get to my computer. I need to write something. I've always been a writer. I've always felt like I have something to share, and
you put it into writing.
I put it into writing.
So why do you think you care about the community so much? Because you are so community oriented. I remember when I introduced you to my friend who was 101 years old.
Dory.
And you took that time to come out and meet her. And God bless you, listen to her entire life story.
It was fun.
But you did it. And she had a vast amount of knowledge and experience. She was an advocate for women's rights.
Yeah.
Everything she had it, and she was 101.
I think it goes back to my grandmother, maybe even farther back than that. I just remember my mother telling me stories. My grandmother was born in 1901. So my mother was raised during the Depression era and Jim Crow and all this stuff. And my mother told me a story about my grandmother because it was when my mother was a child. She took in some people that were running from, I'll just say it, they were running from the Klan. And she hid them, and she protected them, and she fed them. And then when they had a chance, my grandfather took them to a safe place. And I was raised with stories like this all my life. I knew that the community is important. I mean, I was raised where my closest neighbor was a half a mile down the road. I didn't have a neighborhood like I do now. It just is something that was deeply instilled.
Everything is evolving, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think sometimes I feel like people want us to go back to the days of Little House on a Prairie when you had a homeschool and a mother at home and a father out. But it's not going to work for everyone. That's not the mold and the model for everyone. So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Mary Brotherton. She's an editor, an author, and an artist, and the founder of an educational charity known as Be Unique. So if somebody wanted to contact you to have an article written or get the magazines, it says if you volunteer with Be Unique, you'll be part of a global powerhouse for positive change. How do they find you to be part of this change?
Well, Be Unique would not be unique if it was spelled normally. So I'm going to spell the website. It's B-U-N-E-K-E. BeUnique.org. So you go to that website and there's a contact button right on the front page and you can find us.
And so I'd like to see you do a segment, you know, an article with our attorney, Dee Sibley.
Oh, I would love to.
Because look at so many people go to the hospital and they're just in the hallways trying to figure out who to give the Rolex to or the little chain or necklace or bracelet or the house or
the plastic or the beads.
Or somebody has some old china that God knows my children will put all my stuff by the roadside and say, take it for free because this generation don't want nobody's old china.
No china.
Or you could do something with our friend Dr. Lieber here and talk about, you know, what she's doing as a volunteer and bring it all together and do something
mind is already, as soon as I heard what they do, my mind started spinning. And that's when I grabbed the magazines. I'm like, y'all need these bags.
Yeah, yeah. We have two minutes left, and I wanted to quickly give you 30 seconds to tell somebody why is it they should care about the community enough to volunteer, be a mentor, give back, because this is what our position should be as we get older on planet
Earth.
Because
volunteers are gorgeous. You think I look good? It's because they volunteer. Plain and simple. Volunteerism makes you beautiful.
Yeah. And you know, really quick, I wanted you to tell our listeners, you do have some companies that are partnering with the Links of Brevard for this health and wellness expo that we're having. And I would love for you to say who they are so that in itself is inspiring for Be Unique, for me, for Allie, for Dee, because this is what we do when we can help our community.
Absolutely. So we have national partners through the Links Incorporated as well as locally, the American Cancer Society. We have the Alzheimer's Foundation. We have Kindred Hospital that will be there to support us. We have several mental health organizations that supports our one of the mental health, you know, is a number one issue going on.
That's
right now.
Important.
And the African American community tend to shy away from that, just to put it bluntly. So we're going to have some resources available there for them as well. We have Dr. Regine Pappas from Pinnacle Eyewear Center. She will be there talking to them about that. We have the Big Red Bus, and we have OBGYN.
Okay. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Listen, folks, if you are good at a skill and you want to volunteer for a cause, go on the website, check out Be Unique, check out the Links Incorporated. And we'll be back right here in Cocoa, Florida with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends next Monday from 1 to 2. Tune in. Thank you, Danny.